由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted that you tuned in.
亲爱的朋友，你好，好高兴你系收听呢一个嘅节目。
We have been talking about the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我哋所讲嘅题目咧系耶稣基督嘅十字架。
The cross is one of the most misunderstood symbols in the world.
十字架咧系最被呢个世界所误解嘅一种记号嚟嘅。
And yet the cross is central to the Christian faith.
但是呢，十字架亦都是基督教信仰的中心来的。
The cross need to be understood because you have to either accept it or reject it.
你呢，需要作出一个抉择，是接受它啊，定是拒绝它呢？所以呢，你是必须明白十字架的意义究竟是什么呢？
But you need to understand it before you make your decision.
在你做决定之前呢，你就要明白了。
You may see a cross on top of churches.
你会在教堂的屋顶上面看见十字架。
You may see the cross worn as an adornment.
你会看见很多人带着十字架去作为他们的装饰品。
I have met people who were wearing a cross, but they did not know the true meaning of the cross.
我认识有一些人呢，他们是带着十字架的，但是呢，却是不明白十字架真正的意义的。
Why?
为什么会这样的呢？
Because our generation is becoming more and more self-centered and self-focused, it is becoming harder and harder to comprehend the meaning of the cross.
因为呢，我们这一代的人越来越自大，只是专注在自我那里。使我哋咧系越嚟越难去理解十字架嘅意义啦。
Because the core of the cross is self-giving, it is difficult to explain it to a generation that wants to get and take all the time.
十字架嘅精髓咧就系自我牺牲，但系对于一个讲求争夺嘅呢一个世代咧，根本系冇办法向啲人去解释嘅。
The very core of the Christian faith is built on self-giving.
基督教信仰的精髓就是自我牺牲。
The very essence of the gospel is in serving.
福音的精义呢，就是要去服务他人。
The very message of the cross is that the perfect and the sinless died for the unworthy and undeserving.
十字架的信息就是由一个完美无罪的人去代替其他低贱不配的人去死。
It is not by accident that the early church chose the cross as their symbol.
所以可以看到呢，初期教会决定以十字架作为象征信仰的记号，绝对不是偶然来的。
They could have chosen the crib or a manger in which the baby Jesus was born.
他们大可以选择耶稣诞生的时候所用的马槽做记号啊。
They could have chosen the carpenter's bench at which Jesus worked as a young man in Nazareth.
他们大可以选择耶稣在青年时期在拿撒勒做木匠的时候所用的工作台去做记号啊。
They could have chosen the boat from which he taught the crowd in Galilee.
他们大可以选择耶稣在加利利教导群众的时候所用的渔船去做记号。
They could have chosen the apron that he wore when he washed the apostles' feet.
他们也可以选择耶稣替门徒洗脚的时候所着的围裙去做记号。
They could have chosen the stone which was rolled from the mouth of the empty tomb.
他们也可以选择用那个空了的坟墓前面的封墓石去做记号。
They could have chosen a throne symbolizing his divine sovereignty.
他们又可以选择一个宝座去象征耶稣神圣的王权。
They could have chosen a dove symbolizing the Holy Spirit coming from heaven.
他们又可以选择一只鸽子去象征圣灵降临在耶稣身上。
Any of these seven symbols would have been suitable to emphasize one or more aspects of Jesus' ministry.
以上这七种的记号，任何一种都可以代表耶稣各种不同的事工。
But instead, they saw all of these come together in the symbol of the cross.
但是十字架却是这七种记号的总和。
In fact, the crucifix with the figure of Jesus attached to the cross was not known and not used until the 6th century.
事实上，那种有耶稣的身体钉在十字架上面的形象呢，是到了第六世纪才开始被使用的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the early Christians believed, as we do, that the cross is empty like the tomb.
因为初期教会的信徒和我们同样都相信，十字架就好像空坟墓一样，耶稣已经不在那里了。
The price has been paid.
赎价已经付清了。
The redemption is complete.
救赎已经完成了。
The perfect sacrifice has been offered.
最完美的祭亦都已经献上了。
That is why the cross and not the crucifix is our symbol.
所以空的十字架才是我们的记号，而不是带有耶稣被钉身体的那一种。
But the cross and the crucifixion of our Lord did not happen in a vacuum.
但是耶稣被钉十字架绝对不是突然发生的。
In this broadcast and in the next, I'm going to trace the cross from Genesis to Revelation.
在这两次的节目里面，我会在整本圣经从创世纪直到启示录去探索十字架。
For thousands of years before Jesus' incarnation, the cross has been in the mind of God.
在耶稣降生前的几千年，神的心里面已经有了十字架。
From the beginning of creation, God has instituted the idea of sacrifice.
在创世的时候，神已经是定下了牺牲献祭的计划了。
God is the one who foreknown what will happen to his creation through Adam's sin and rebellion. He is the one who taught Adam the importance of substitutionary sacrifice.
神一早就知道这个世界会怎样。在亚当悖逆犯罪的时候，神教导他赎罪祭的重要性。
God is the one who has shepherded his people into understanding of the concept of self-giving and self-sacrifice as the price for disobedience.
神亲自教导他的子民，牺牲舍己就是悖逆的代价。
And all of the sacrifices in the Old Testament were merely a prefiguring of the greatest sacrifice of all.
所有在旧约里面所献的祭，都预表了将来最大的那个牺牲。
The real and final sacrifice was the sacrifice of the God-man Jesus on the cross of Calvary.
那个真实和最后的祭就是神人耶稣在十字架所献的祭。
The book of Hebrews tells us that the blood of animals could never take away sin.
希伯来书告诉我们，动物的血是不能够除去罪孽的。
Only the pure blood of the Lamb of God can take away the sin of the world.
唯有神羔羊纯正的血才能够除去世人的罪孽。
Well, some of you may be asking, well, if the blood of animals could not take away sin, why did God institute it?
一定有人问，既然动物的血不能够除罪，那神为什么要设立这种赎罪祭呢？
I'm glad you're thinking about that question because I want to answer it.
好高兴有人提出这个问题，我现在就分享这个答案了。
First,
第一，
every animal that was sacrificed could only offer a temporary covering for sin.
以动物为祭，只能够暂时除去罪孽。
Secondly,
第二，
with every animal that was sacrificed, God was teaching his people that he is a holy and righteous God.
每次献上动物为祭的时候，神都在提醒教导百姓，他是圣洁公义的神。
He was teaching them that every disobedience carries with it certain punishment.
神教导他们，凡是悖逆的都要受惩罚。
He was teaching them that every guilt has to be transferred to something that was innocent.
神教导他们，所有罪过都要转到无罪者的身上。
That very animal that was sacrificed was dying in the place of the guilty Israelite.
用作献祭的动物是为以色列人的罪而死的。
Thirdly,
第三，
animal sacrifice in the Old Testament was to serve as prefiguring of what Jesus will accomplish on Calvary's cross.
旧约里面献动物为祭，预表了耶稣在加略山十字架上面所成就的。
which is the only sacrifice that will perfectly take away sins forever.
这是唯一能够完全而又永远除去罪孽的祭。
Please listen very carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
请留心我跟着要讲的。
For God's justice to prevail, guilt must be punished.
要成全神的公义，必须惩罚罪恶。
For God's justice to prevail, sin must be dealt with.
要成全神的公义，必须对付罪恶。
For God's justice to prevail, rebellion had to find a cure.
要成全神的公义，必须医治悖逆的罪。
And on the cross, God himself, the most innocent one of all, paid the price for your guilt and my guilt, so that we, the guilty ones, may be set free.
于是纯全无瑕疵的神亲自在十字架上面为你我的罪付出全部的代价，以至于我们可以得到自由。
God's demand for justice through sacrifice began in Genesis 3:21.
神以献祭满足公义的要求是在创世纪三章二十一节就开始了。
After Adam and Eve deliberately and willfully broke God's law that was given to the two of them,
在亚当和夏娃故意违背神的命令犯罪之后，
God pronounced his sentence upon the two transgressors.
神宣判这两个犯罪者应该受到的刑罚。
And he then slain an innocent animal whose skin would temporarily cover their sin.
然后神宰杀了一只无辜的动物，以动物的皮毛去暂时遮盖他们的罪。
God could just have easily woven a silk gown for Eve and a nice suit for Adam, but he didn't.
神大可以毫不费力地帮夏娃织一件丝绸的袍，为亚当做一件西装给他穿，但是神没有这样做。
Why?
为什么呢？
God intended to teach them an object lesson in animal sacrifice for their sins, which will only become fully comprehended at the cross of Calvary.
神要藉着动物的牺牲为实体的教材，去教导他们有关赎罪的重要课题。将来有一天，人类才能够完全明白加略山十字架的意义。
The lamb that had died for Adam and Eve's sin was a symbol of the Lamb of God, which God himself promised that will bruise the serpent's head.
为亚当夏娃牺牲的羔羊预表着神的羔羊耶稣基督，神应许将来他要伤蛇的头。
Did Adam and Eve understand what God was doing on their behalf?
亚当夏娃明明神为他所做的一切呢？
Absolutely.
当然明白了。
Did Adam and Eve understand the enormity of their rebellion and the offering of a sacrifice for their disobedience?
亚当夏娃又明明白他们悖逆的严重性，和他们因为不信服所付上牺牲的代价有多大呢？
Absolutely.
当然明白了。
In fact, they taught this principle to the next generation.
他们甚至教导下一代这个重要的原则。
Cain and Abel were brought up to know the importance of animal sacrifice and the shedding of innocent blood for their sins.
该人和亚伯从小就知道用动物献祭以无辜的血去代替他们的罪是几咁重要。
Did both sons respond in obedience to their parents' teaching?
这两个仔是不是都遵从父母的教导呢？
No.
并不是。
Only Abel understood this object lesson and offered an animal sacrifice to the Lord God.
只有亚伯明白这个教训，并且是遵行用动物献祭给神。
But Cain wanted to offer the fruit of the ground.
但是该人却是献上了田里面的土产。
Cain's sacrifice was nothing short of doing his own thing.
该人所献的祭其实就是我行我素的表现了。
Cain's sacrifice was nothing short of going to God on his own terms.
这个献祭代表他是凭己意来到神的面前。
Cain's sacrifice was a continuation of his parents' rebellion and disregard to God's word.
其实是延续了他父母对神的悖逆，表示他漠视神的吩咐。
In effect, Cain was saying, "My parents are stupid."
该人这样做就是说他认为父母是很愚蠢的。
In effect, Cain was saying, "My parents should have not feared God." In effect, Cain was saying, Abel is weak for worshipping God God's way.
就是说他认为阿伯以神所吩咐的方式来敬拜神是弱者的表现。
I know better than all of them.
他认为自己比其他人懂得更加多。
Now, my listening friends, I want to ask you to listen very carefully.
亲爱朋友，请留心听住了。
How do you worship God?
你怎样敬拜神呢？
Do you worship God whenever it's convenient for you?
是不是在你方便的时候才敬拜神呢？
Do you worship God whenever it does not cost you much?
在你不需要花费什么的时候才敬拜神呢？
Do you worship God whenever you feel like it?
在你高兴的时候才敬拜。
Do you worship God only when you get into trouble?
在你遇到麻烦的时候才敬拜。
Is your devotion to God acceptable to God?
你对神的献身是不是神所悦纳的呢？
Let's listen to Genesis 4, 4 and 5.
我们听下创世纪四章四到五节怎么讲。
The Lord had regard for Abel and his sacrifice, but for Cain and his offering he had no regard.
耶和华看中了阿伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物。
No wonder Hebrews 11:4 tells us that by faith Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did.
难怪希伯来书十一章四节话，阿伯因着信献祭与神，比该隐所献的更美。
By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings.
所以阿伯就得到了一个称义的见证，就是神指着他的礼物所作的见证。
And by faith, he still speaks even though he's dead.
虽然阿伯已经死了，却是因为这个信仍旧说话。
What sacrifice is God asking you to make?
神要求你献上什么呢？
How are you responding? Responding to his persistent voice.
你怎样回应神持续的呼声呢？
Do you give back to God from the blessings that God has given you?
你是不是将神所赐的福奉献回馈给神呢？
Or do you spend all your resources on yourself?
定要说你将你所拥有的全部留给自己用呢？
Do you offer God the sacrifice of obedience?
你有没有献上信服的祭呢？
Cain was trying to offer God his empty good work.
该隐所献的只是虚有其表的善行。
But Abel offered the sacrifice that God wanted him to offer.
阿伯却是献上了神所要求的。
Cain offered God the crumbs of his self-righteousness.
该隐所献的只是自以为义的残渣。
But Abel offered the sacrifice of acknowledging his need for a pardon.
但是阿伯却是献上了认罪恳求赦免的祭。
Cain thought that by giving God the fruit of the land, he was bribing God.
该人认为他可以用田里的土产去贿赂神。
But Abel sought to please God God's way.
阿伯却是寻求神的心意去讨神喜悦。
Cain responded to God out of pride.
该人带着骄傲去回应神。
As if to say, I know better.
他似乎对神讲，我比你知道得更加多。
But Abel learned from his parents' sin, and he came to God in brokenness and obedience.
但是阿伯就记取了他父母的前居之鉴，带着一个破碎而肯信服的心来到神的面前。
My listening friend, I want you to listen very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请你注意。
Every blood sacrifice ritual that has ever been practiced on the face of the earth, especially in primitive cultures,
世界各地，尤其一啲比较原始嘅地区所举行嘅流血献祭仪式，
have their original roots in God's shedding of the blood of a lamb to cover Adam and Eve's nakedness.
都系起源于神宰杀咗一只羔羊嚟遮盖亚当夏娃嘅赤身露体嘅。
But what happened was that in all these pagan societies that offer animal sacrifice today have perverted the true meaning of sacrifice.
但今日所有拜偶像的社会里面所举行的动物献祭仪式都歪曲了献祭真实的意义。
Idol worshippers have kept the practice but lost the meaning.
拜偶像的人行这些礼，但是不知道他们的意义。
Instead of understanding the limited and practical atonement of animal sacrifice,
他们不明白献动物为祭是有代赎的意义，但是也有它的局限性。
Instead of understanding the limited and practical atonement of animal sacrifice,
他们不明白献动物为祭的意义只能够在十字架上面才得以完全。
They use it to bribe their gods.
他们只是利用献祭来贿赂神佛。
The Bible said that Adam lived to the age of 930.
圣经说亚当活到930岁。
No doubt he taught this principle down the generation ladder all the way to Lamech, the father of Noah.
他显然是将献祭的原则教给下一代，并且代代相传，直传到挪亚的父亲拉麦。
Noah was 600 years old when he and his sons were found practicing this truth of animal sacrifice.
挪亚600岁的时候，同他的仔仍旧遵行献动物为祭的仪式。
And that is why they found favor in the eyes of the Lord and were spared the flood.
所以他们蒙神眷顾，能够逃避洪水的灾。
In Genesis 8:19 and 20,
创世记8章19、20节记载。
The first thing Noah did upon disembarking from the ark was to offer a sacrifice of one of every clean animal and bird to the Lord upon the altar.
当挪亚从方舟出来的时候所做的第一件事就是献祭，他拿各种洁净的牲畜和飞鸟献在坛上为燔祭。
Noah passed this revelation to his descendants, and that's why we find Abraham, who was 57 years of age when Noah died, was offering animal sacrifice to the Lord.
挪亚将他所得的启示亦都传给后代，所以当他去世的时候，亚伯拉罕57岁就懂得以动物献祭给神。
And it was Abraham's obedience that gave him the privilege of seeing the day of Jesus nearly 2,000 years earlier and rejoiced.
亚伯拉罕的信服使他获得特殊的荣幸，可以见到2000年之后降临的耶稣，并且大大欢喜。
When Isaac asked his father about the sacrifice on the way up to Mount Moriah, Abraham said in Genesis 22 and 8 the following.
当以撒在往这个摩利亚山的路途上面问亚伯拉罕关于献祭的牲畜在哪里的时候，创世纪22章第8节记载了亚伯拉罕的回答。
God will provide himself the lamb for the burnt offering.
他说神一定会预备做燔祭的羊羔。
It was nearly 2,000 years later, not far from the spot where God provided a lamb in the place of Isaac.
大概在2000年之后，就在神供应代替以撒献为祭的羔羊附近。
That Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world was slain for the sin of all who will believe in him.
神的羔羊除去了世人罪孽的那一位，就是在那里被杀，为到凡愿意相信他的人而死。
And so it was in the economy of God that all of those who have the faith of Abraham became true descendants of Abraham.
所以在神的眼中，凡是同亚伯拉罕一样有信心的人，就是亚伯拉罕的子孙了。
Isaac has never forgotten what God has done for him in providing a lamb for a ransom for his life.
以撒永远不会忘记神怎样为他预备了交换他生命的羊羔。
And he himself offered sacrifice to the Lord.
所以他自己就向神献祭了。
And he taught his sons, particularly Jacob, the importance of animal sacrifice.
所以他也都教导他的仔献动物为祭的重要性，他特别叮嘱他的细仔雅各。
And when Jacob stopped running after wealth and power, he began his relationship with God. He erected an altar in Shechem, naming it Eloi, Elohoi, Israel.
当雅各不再追名逐利之后，他和神建立关系，在示剑为神筑了一座坛，起名叫做伊利伊罗伊以色列。
God, the God of Israel.
意思就是神，以色列的神。
But after 400 years of slavery in Egypt, God had to teach his people afresh the concept of blood sacrifice on the day of Passover.
后来以色列人在埃及为奴400年，神用逾越节重新教导他们关于流血献祭的观念。
The Passover feast was celebrated annually for 1400 years.
之后的1400年，他们每年都过逾越节。
Until all sacrifices found their fulfillment in the Lord Jesus Christ.
直到所有献上的祭在耶稣基督的身上得以完全。
And then animal sacrifice stopped, never to be practiced again.
从此就不再需要动物去做献祭了。
The one and only acceptable sacrifice took place on the cross once and for all.
因为唯一被神完全接纳的祭已经在十字架一次献上就已经足够了。
One of the most important commands that God gave his people in Deuteronomy 6:20 is this.
申命记六章二十节，神吩咐他的子民一条很重要的诫命。
He said, when your children ask you about the Passover meal, you tell them what God has done for you.
神说，日后你的仔问你有关逾越节的事，你就告诉他，神为你做了什么。
Now listening friends, I want you to listen very carefully, please.
亲爱朋友，请留心听住。
Most parents want to pass on to their children some financial assets or some family treasures.
好多父母都希望留低财产同埋全家之宝俾佢嘅仔女。
Yet, if you do all of that and fail to pass on to them your spiritual assets, you will have failed them.
但是如果你只是留下这些而没有留下属灵的财产，那你其实是亏待他们的。
Financial capital can ruin them.
钱财可能害了他们。
But spiritual capital will bless them.
但是属灵的财产会使他们蒙福。
Material possession can be blown away.
物质的财富可能转眼就消失了。
But spiritual possession will last them for eternity.
但是属灵的财富是存到永恒的。
Financial legacy will be spent.
世上的遗产迟早都会用完。
But spiritual legacy will be always theirs.
但是属灵的遗产是永远属于他们的。
Things will never bring them happiness.
物质不能够带来喜乐。
But the joy of their salvation will endure forever.
但是救恩的喜乐呢，却是永远长存的。
Let me ask you this question.
让我问下你，
What are you passing to your children?
你留下什么给你的子女呢？
Are you teaching your children worldly success or self-sacrifice?
你教导他们追求世上的成功还是自我牺牲呢？
Are you teaching your children self-centeredness or self-giving?
你教导他们以自我为中心还是奉献自己呢？
If the cross will teach us anything, it teaches us this.
十字架要教导我们的就是
that it is only in self-giving that contentment and fulfillment and true joy can be found.
只有当我们肯牺牲自我的时候，才能够得到真实的成就、满足和喜乐的。
I pray that God, the Holy Spirit, has spoken to your heart tonight.
我祈求神的灵今天就对你的心讲说话。
And that you beginning to understand the cross of Jesus Christ.
让你开始明白耶稣基督的十字架。
Write to us and tell us.
请写信话俾我哋听。
And that you tune in next time so we can continue in this series of messages.
亦都请你下次继续收听呢个系列嘅信息。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessings.
愿神大大嘅赐福俾你，下次再会。